NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Tony DeHaro.
The body of Senator Robert Kennedy is making the slow trip to Washington, D.C. and the Arlington National Cemetery. This morning at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, six cardinals, six archbishops, 18 bishops, 200 priests, and 2,300 invited guests attended a requiem high mass. President Johnson and the other presidential hopefuls were in attendance at the mass. Before the service began, Senator Edward Kennedy eulogized his brother. "We loved him. He gave us strength in time of trouble." Senator Kennedy's body was then taken to New York's Pennsylvania Station, and the long trip to Washington began. The funeral train is currently between Trenton and Philadelphia. As the funeral train, heading south past Elizabeth, New Jersey, a northbound train from Chicago to New York struck a group of people crowded along the tracks, hoping for a look at the Kennedy train. Three persons are dead, six others injured. Later this evening, NBC will present comprehensive coverage of Senator Kennedy's funeral. I'll have more news after this word from the RCIA.
The retail store displaying the sign with the words "Union Store" printed on it informs customers that the conditions of store worker employment, salary, hours, on-the-job benefits have been arrived at through collective bargaining in a union agreement. Employees have not always had a say in their working conditions. Before the advent of union collective bargaining, employees had no voice in the determination of their wages and working conditions. Times have changed. Some of these changes began in 1888 when a group of courageous retail store workers got together to do something about their working conditions. And they formed the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. And today, because of the gains made by the RCIA, its members work reasonable hours for good pay and with many on-the-job benefits. If you work in a retail store and would like more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community, or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Tony DeHaro.
A man who was born in St. Louis, made his name infamous in Memphis, has been captured in London. Bob Ingram at KSD in St. Louis has the story.
Escaped hold-up man James Earl Ray of St. Louis, the accused assassin of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., was arrested today in London, England. Ray was armed with a loaded pistol, but didn't get to use it. KSD News in St. Louis talked by transatlantic telephone with Alistair McDougall of Scotland Yard.
He was arrested at a London airport in transit from Lisbon as he was going through immigration here. There were police officers that arrested him. The officers in the inquiry are Detective Chief Superintendent Butler, Thomas Butler, and Chief Inspector Noel Thompson. Well, we were working in very close liaison with the FBI and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I have no report of any struggle. I've got no report of that at all. The man has given us the identity here under the name of Raymond George Snyd, S-N-E-Y-D, of Toronto, Canada. He has been charged with possessing a forged passport and possessing a firearm without a certificate, and will appear at Bow Street Magistrates Court at 10:30 on Monday.
The 39-year-old Dr. King was slain on April 4th in Memphis, Tennessee. 2 weeks later, Ray was identified through fingerprints as the alleged slayer, an escapee from the Missouri State Penitentiary. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police traced Ray through a fraudulent passport, leading finally to today's capture. This is Bob Ingham, NBC News, St. Louis.
More in a moment.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, "Phil, you said that State Farm Fire Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same." That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Within hours after the Saigon government announced the fall of two powerful allies of Vice President Key, South Vietnamese troops and national police started firing on each other. Details of the battle are sketchy, but it occurred near Vung Tau, a favorite weekend resort of Vice President Key. Once again, the hour's top story, the funeral train carrying Senator Robert Kennedy from New York to Washington and burial at the Arlington National Cemetery is moving slowly between Trenton and Philadelphia. Thousands of mourners have lined the tracks, paying their last respects to the assassinated senator. Tony DeHaro, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Bob Brady, WNBC News. It's 4:05, 80 degrees in New York and sunny. Here's more on the Kennedy funeral train. The man and woman killed at the Elizabeth, New Jersey station of the Penn Central Railroad have not yet been identified. A girl about 3 years old and at least five other persons were injured. They were all struck by a Chicago to New York train that swept the two victims off the platform and crushed them. The engineer said he had just rounded a curve, applied his emergency brakes, but was unable to stop in time. The Kennedy train was passing through at about the same time. That 30-year-old Syracuse salesman, arrested as he attempted to enter St. Patrick's Cathedral this morning, has been charged with illegal possession of a weapon. Police say Gary Dedell had a permit to carry his pistol, but only in Syracuse. Dedell said he was a friend of Senator Kennedy and had an invitation to the funeral. This late traffic note, traffic on the West Side Highway is tied up because of an accident near West 56th Street. Traffic in both directions is backed up for several blocks. First reports say a car has overturned. Motorists are advised to avoid the West Side Highway. Roy Wilkins today told the graduating class at St. Francis College in Brooklyn there must be a new will and a new understanding to attain interracial justice. Wilkins, the executive director of the NAACP, said Senator Kennedy's willingness to fight for opportunities for minority groups was an example of what is needed. The teachers' dispute in the Ocean Hill-Brownsville School District in Brooklyn remains deadlocked today on conditions before the start of mediation. The acting chairman of the district governing board, Mrs. Clara Marshall, said the 16 dismissed teachers will not be allowed back into the district to await the outcome of mediation efforts. Mrs. Marshall said, however, all other teachers who have boycotted the district would be welcomed back. Present WNBC temperature, 80 degrees. It's sunny, mostly sunny, not as warm this afternoon. High in the 80s, but lower at the beaches. Fair tonight, lowest in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with the temperature as much the same as today. Now, repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 80 degrees. This is Bob Brady, WNBC News.
Today is a sad one for America. It's one of the tragic chapters of our history. It comes to a close. The train bearing the body of Senator Robert Kennedy is approaching the North Philadelphia station. The train is moving slowly and is running considerably behind schedule. The arrival time in Washington will be late, but just how late cannot be determined at this time. We'll be standing by to resume continuous coverage from Washington later this afternoon. This is Monitor 68. And my name, Joe Garagiola.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandman by the Sounds of Samaroo. Now here's a monitor tip for driving safety. Never drive close behind a car with a roof load of luggage or furniture or anything else. The load was probably tied down by an amateur and is quite likely to come off unexpectedly. And here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing business executive Benson Whitaker. What's your secret, Mr. Whitaker?
I keep cool, son. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning even in my company car. No hot mobile for me, son.
What was your biggest business deal?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car, son.
Yes, but what was your biggest business deal?
Be sure you order a Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What is your business, Mr. Whitaker?
Son, I'm a big executive with Chrysler Air Temp.
Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
So much has been said these past few days about the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy that the new head of that remarkable clan, Senator Ted Kennedy, has been eclipsed. He won't be for long. I'll be back with more on the last of the sons of iron-willed old Joe Kennedy after this. Well, everyone's talking about summer jobs for our nation's youth. Recently, I interviewed a man who's doing something about it, General Jimmy Doolittle, who serves on the board of directors of Mutual of Omaha.
Thanks, Bob. I'm sure folks have heard about the program of the National Alliance of Businessmen to provide summer employment for young people. In cooperation, the Mutual of Omaha companies have created a youth opportunity program through our more than 500 offices across the country.
You're helping them earn while they learn, gain valuable experience for the future.
We have hundreds of young adults gathering facts in a nationwide market research study, part of our continuing effort at Mutual of Omaha to provide the best personal insurance programs with maximum benefits at minimum cost.
Thanks, General Doolittle, for explaining Mutual of Omaha's unique youth opportunity program. And folks, you can help too. If one of these young adults with Mutual of Omaha's youth opportunity emblem on his blue blazer calls on you, welcome him. Help him make the most of his summer employment opportunity. Back in 1957, I wrote a series of articles about the Kennedy family. As part of the research, I went to Palm Beach and talked with Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy, then very hale and hearty. He gave me a brisk rundown on what he thought of each of his children. When it came time to take up the matter of Teddy Kennedy, his youngest son, who was then at the University of Virginia Law School, a proud beam spread over old Joe's face. "You watch that boy Teddy," he told me. "He's going to surprise a lot of you." Teddy has, indeed. He was considered an upstart to run for a seat in the Senate in 1962 at the age of 30, which is the minimum Senate age. He had never been elected a dog catcher up to that point, but he made it, perhaps partly through the clever campaigning of his irrepressible mother. Mrs. Rose Kennedy would tell hostile audiences that she agreed with him. Teddy was too young. But then she'd add, "People thought Jack was too young to be president, but he's done a real nice job, hasn't he?" The crowd would agree. "And Bobby was too young to be attorney general, but he's turned out pretty well too, hasn't he?" They'd agree. However, she'd go on, "I agree with you. Teddy's too young to be a senator. I want him to become a priest, but Teddy says he won't unless he can start out as a bishop." And that would wow the crowd. Ted Kennedy has played it very cool during his years in the U.S. Senate, content to stay in the shadow, first the shadow of his brother, the president, and then in the shadow of Bobby. There is among the Kennedys a strict observance of the seniority system. If the Kennedys were the royal family of Britain, Teddy would have been down the line around the title of, let's say, Duke of Kent. Now, two assassinations have elevated him to the top of this American hierarchy. He's a taller man than his brothers were, has a more outgoing personality than either Jack or Bobby, is a better-looking man than his brothers. Close your eyes when he's speaking, and it sounds like President Kennedy speaking. Veteran political observers have had Senator Ted Kennedy under their microscopes ever since the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They generally like his manner, note with approval that he has stayed clear of controversial issues, said in the past that he might even beat Bobby to the presidency. Even as the bell tolled for Robert Kennedy today at St. Patrick's Cathedral, many looked at Ted Kennedy with fresh interest. One Boston politician whispered to me at the services, "It's sure now to be Hubert Humphrey who gets the Democratic nomination,
And the talk among my friends is that he'll pick Teddy as his running mate and win with him. Jim Farley has said he thinks Teddy will make it all the way to the top of the political heap. And Jim has been right more times than he's been wrong. So now it's Teddy Kennedy, who must bear all of the public service burden that old Joe heaped on three stalwart sons. A big job. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Most Mutual of Omaha policy owners are paid within 24 to 48 hours after they apply for benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" of the thousands of policy owners replying, 97% said yes.
Mutual of Omaha pays fast.
Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. At 16 minutes after the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
You are cordially invited to a command performance. Command performance test drive on the Grand Cadillac scale. You'll enjoy the brilliant performance of Cadillac's totally new engine, the largest, smoothest V8 in any production passenger car. You'll admire the luxury and comfort of lavishly appointed interiors, and you'll appreciate the value of a car that historically holds its worth better than any other car built in the land. Right now, your Cadillac dealer offers you a special welcome and a command performance test drive. See him soon.
Complete and comprehensive campaign coverage, a primary purpose of WNBC New York.
At 17 and a half minutes after the hour, this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 68. There is this late word on the schedule of the train bearing the body of Senator Robert Kennedy to Washington. Officials at Union Station in Washington now estimate the train will be about 2 hours late, arriving in the Capitol between 6 and 6:30 p.m. It is now nearing the North Philadelphia station, where a huge crowd has gathered on the platforms.
My world, now I'm without you. Gray, gray, my life is gray. Cold is my heart since you went away. Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously. And I have loved delighting in your company. When we met, how the bright sun shone. Then love died, now the rain falls gone. Stand alone. Blue, my world is blue. Blue is my world. Now I'm without you.
Love Elvis Blue, Green Sleeves. Now here's a monitor tip for motorists. For cross-country traveling, pack the family sleeping apparel and toothbrushes in a single suitcase. And then when you stop for the night, only that suitcase will have to be taken from the car. Now here's another tip from DuPont Golden 7 Motor Oil Treatment.
The following offer is void where prohibited by law. But the rest of you could get lucky. Just imagine getting a check for $500 every weekend for a year. That's the grand prize in the Lucite Wort Skipper sweepstakes. Hundreds of other prizes, too. Enter wherever they sell DuPont Lucite, the Wort Skipper paints. Imagine $500 every weekend for a year. No purchase required. Offer closes June 28th. Get your free entry blank at your Lucite dealers. In Wisconsin, see local papers for entry rules.
When your car engine sounds sick. Give it a treatment. DuPont Golden 7 Oil Treatment.
Love, 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 love.
DuPont Golden 7 restores lost power, stops excess oil burning, actually does seven things to get your car engine back in the groove.
Fifth hour, Mariano Moreno in the orchestra.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
From the bottle, from the champagne golden can, or right from the tap, Miller makes it right, simply because Miller High Life is the champagne of bottled beer.
Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Strand Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. And here's Lindsay Nelson.
Some men will go anywhere to see a fire. Others will go anywhere to catch a fish. In a moment, I'll be talking with a man who does both. First, though, this word from Gene Shepherd about DuPont Strand.
You know, I have a vague suspicion that one day they're going to pass laws against Strand. This is that fantastic new fluorescent line by DuPont. I mean, it's just absolutely murder on fish. And why? Well, let's pretend here for a couple of seconds that you're how about a bluegill, okay? All right, you're a bluegill. You're lying down there in the weed bed. You're getting a little hungry. You look up and you see what looks like a cricket moving across the surface of the water there. You move upwards, pow! And 15 minutes later, it's nothing but breadcrumbs and butter. Well, the reason that you made that fatal mistake was because attached to that cricket was strand by DuPont, the fluorescent line. And the fisherman who was using it was again showing that he was a fine fisherman by picking strand. S-T-R-E-N. The greatest there is. It's a fine line.
There are fire buffs and there are fishing buffs. Not so, however, my guest today on Monitor Goes Fishing, because he's more than a buff. He is both a professional fireman, a member of the New York City Fire Department, and just about as close to being a professional fisherman as any sportsman can get. I call him a pro because he'll go anywhere, anytime to catch any kind of fish. His name is Fred Scholl, and he seems mighty young. Fred, how old are you?
I'm just 27, Lindsay.
27, and how long have you been fishing?
Well, trying to remember back, I guess I started off with my dad and have been fishing ever since.
Well, you live in New York, of course, and you're practically surrounded by saltwater. Now, do you get much of a chance to do freshwater fishing?
I get a lot of chances to do both, fresh and saltwater, depending on the time of the year and what type of fish are running, and it's usually something.
Where have you fished other than the waters around New York, I mean?
Well, I've fished Curacao, Puerto Rico, Florida, the Southwest, Canada, and all the New England states, and very extensively on Long Island and in and around New York City.
Tell me about fishing around Curacao.
Well, Curacao is just off the coast of Venezuela. It's about 12 miles out at sea, and about 100 yards offshore, you're in about a mile of water, and you have all sorts of big game fish that are there practically year-round, sailfish, tuna, and barracuda.
Mm. What fish do you like to fish for most?
I think the first fish of any day makes the day, and after that, whatever we catch is in the bag.
When people ask you what's the largest fish you ever caught, what do you tell them?
I would probably say a big shark.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how big he was because we never got him into the boat.
I see. That's the kind you always hear about, Fred.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're fishing in a rowboat and you bring him up next to you and he's bigger than the rowboat, that's the kind you like to talk about, you know, when you're listening to it from someone else.
Well, you speak of shark fishing in a rowboat. Tell us about that, Fred.
Well, shark fishing in a rowboat is actually a minor undertaking because you go out not thinking you're going to catch anything. And we usually stop at the butcher shop and get a couple of gallons of beef blood. And then you start pouring it over the side in very shallow water. I'm talking about the Florida Keys.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're surrounded by probably a couple of tons of sharks.
Yes. That'll get your attention, won't it?
Oh, yeah. So then when you throw your bait out, you want to hope one of the little fellas get it.
Yeah.
Because if you get a big one, then either you have another line or you're done fishing for the day because they just go out to sea.
I see just what you mean. That sounds like a thrilling experience. There's no doubt about that. Is it as much of a thrill to catch a flounder or a bluegill as it is to catch a shark?
I think so.
Spoken like a true fisherman, Fred Scholl, and thank you very much for being with us.
Very good. Thank you, Lindsay.
This is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor. Now this word about DuPont Strand.
Here's a great Father's Day gift for a fishing father. Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line by DuPont. Stren is easy for a fisherman to see because it glows soft blue. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky. It's almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. Stren has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. A fine Father's Day gift for any fisherman. Buy Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. This is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. The train bearing the body of Senator Kennedy is reported to be about 2 hours late, and the expected arrival time in Washington between 6 and 6:30. A word now from the NBC affiliate in your area, and then Monitor continues.
This is NBC. Your nearest Olds dealer has a Young Mobile Savin' Season sale right now. He's making special efforts to help you save on an Oldsmobile. Check him, quick.
I'll have a Michelob, please.
Michelob, please. Let me have a Michelob.
I'll have a Michelob.
It's not that Michelob is so hard to pronounce. It's just easy to mispronounce. So why not call it just plain Mick? Mick. By any name, it's still Michelob.
Michelob.
That's first class.
Michelob.
Boston beer going first class is Michelob.
No grievance, no sense of injustice, however deep, can excuse the wanton killing of other Americans.
WNBC, New York.
Next, the Vogues, and turn around, look at me. Once again, this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 68. The train bearing the body of Senator Robert F. Kennedy has arrived at the North Philadelphia station. A railroad official says that a brake shoe on the car in which Senator Kennedy's body rests is defective, and the train must be hauled to make repairs, which is said it'll only take about 5 minutes. Kind of singers and what the world needs now.
Dr. Peabody, I'm from...
Yes, come in. Just lie down on the couch there.
No, doctor. I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor owners.
Oh, yes, I have the 12 horsepower with hydrostatic drive. Oh, that's some machine.
Right, doctor. Cadets for keeps, built like the big International tractors.
Boy, if they build the big ones as good as the Cadet, they really got something there.
Yeah. Well, doctor, where do you find your Cadet most useful? Working your garden, clearing snow, cutting grass?
Cutting grass, yes. When I think of all that grass out there growing and growing and getting taller and taller, I can hardly wait to chop it down.
Doctor, you certainly are sold on your Cub Cadet.
Oh, you said it.
Cadets for keeps, you know.
Yeah.
And great for working out your suppressed aggressions, huh?
My what?
Get rid of your lawn care frustrations. Buy any new Cub Cadet and get the rotary mower free. Now, this offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under Lawnmowers or Tractors. The nation's capital awaits the arrival of the body of Senator Robert F. Kennedy for the final rites at Arlington National Cemetery. For a report on the preparations for the arrival of the funeral train, here is NBC newsman Neil Boggs at Union Station in Washington, D.C. Apparently can't make connections. We can make them now, and we can't. We're going to go to music, and you'll just have to bear with us. It's one of those days for all of us.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Mitzi Gaynor. Mitzi, you're an actress, dancer, singer. What a schedule.
And I love every minute of it.
When do you have time to relax? Get so marvelously tan.
Oh, there are many days like this, Army, with nothing to do but enjoy the warm sun. And then I let Coppertone do the work.
I like the glamorous results.
I do think Coppertone gives you a better tan. Deeper and darker. And what's more, I love the way it softens my skin like a fine body lotion. I think a Coppertone tan does wonderful things for a girl.
Mitzi Gaynor, I couldn't agree more.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, for more complete relief.
We were hoping to make contact with NBC newsman Neil Boggs at the Union Station in Washington, who would give us a report on the preparations for the arrival of the funeral train. We were not able to make contact, so we'll turn to monitor music once again, and we'll continue to try. Right now, this is the voice of Tony Bennett.
Yesterday, I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on out of doorways. Black umbrella
is 15 minutes before the hour, and you're on the monitor beacon.
James Bruce speaking. The family man looking for a smart way to his wife's heart would be smart to look at a Ford wagon. When you've got 68's hottest selling wagons, you know you've got a lot the competition doesn't, and value-conscious American family men know it too, and since January 1st, Ford does have 68's hottest selling wagons, simply because Ford offers better ideas right across the board. For instance, you can get Ford's famous two-way tailgate on every wagon Ford sells. The Ford tailgate that opens down for cargo and out for people. What does Ford have that other wagon salesmen don't? An honestly elegant country squire wagon that comes with hidden headlights as standard equipment, a strong die-cast steel grille, and dual-facing rear seats if you want them. Better ideas like these have made Ford the wagon master and have helped Ford sell more wagons than anyone else year after year. Another reason why the switch is on to Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
WNBC, New York. All the radio you'll ever need.
This is Monitor 68 covering the weekend world. Right now, let's take a look at the weather outlook for tomorrow. The prospect for Sunday over most of the nation is for the development of showers and thunder showers. The only areas that are likely to escape the precipitation being the far west and the extreme southwest, central and eastern Texas, most of New England, and the area from Alabama and Georgia north to southern lower Michigan. In these regions, skies will be fair or partly cloudy.
One of the first rules of good defensive car driving is having your equipment in tip-top condition. Now, if your wiper blades were streaking your windshield during the last storm, here's what you can do. Simply pull into the first service station where you see the bright yellow ANCO service cabinet and have the service attendant snap on a new, fresh pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades. Be sure to specify anti-windlift. You'll recognize them by the patented conforming airfoil design. This blade stays down on the windshield in stormy weather, no matter how hard the wind blows. It's designed to harness the force of the wind and keep your vision clear when driving in the rain. ANCO anti-windlift blades are refillable, too. So when the rubber goes dead from exposure to sun or road film and starts streaking, a fresh new ANCO refill is all you need to keep your wipers in maximum safety condition. That's ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades.
The nation's capital awaits the arrival of the body of Senator Robert F. Kennedy for the final rites at Arlington National Cemetery. And for a report on the preparations for the arrival of the funeral train, we switch to Washington and NBC newsman Robert McCormick.
Hundreds of people have already lined the streets where the funeral cortege will pass. The people are standing in above 80-degree weather. It's a very muggy day as well as hot. Traffic has been cut off all through the downtown area where the funeral procession will pass by. Preparations are already being made at Resurrection City for the poor people's campaigners to put on a special musical show, and that's a bad expression to use, but a special musical program of some kind, if possible, when the funeral cortege goes by. About 900 Washington policemen and about 800 National Guardsmen are on duty, although the Guardsmen are not in evidence. They are being kept out of sight, but they are being used for crowd control and for, to some extent, for traffic control, that they do not stand out particularly. In other words, the atmosphere of a civilian ceremony is still being preserved. But all of the law enforcement agencies available to the federal government are involved in the security arrangements along the route to be followed by the procession. The FBI, the Secret Service, the United States Park Police, and even Treasury Department agents have been enlisted to tighten up security. All buildings along the route have been closed, and for the most part, rooftops are off limits to everyone. The spectators are beginning to get a little restless, according to the reports we've had so far from our own men scattered along the route. Word has spread that the train is running quite late, and what will happen if the train actually takes another 2 or 3 hours, what will happen to the people who have waited so faithfully to pay their last respects to Senator Robert Kennedy? No one at this point can tell. However, the officials in charge of the overall programming say that the lateness of the hour will make no difference to them. Officials at Arlington Cemetery say that it does not constitute any serious problem so far as they are concerned. The train will come into the eastern part of Union Station, and the president's coffin will be taken through with a section of the station once known as the president's waiting room. It was reserved in the old days entirely for receiving, for VIPs coming in and going out of the city. During World War II, it was converted to a recreation area for members of the armed services. Then the funeral group will go straight up First Street, passing between the old and the new Senate office buildings, then turn west and go down Constitution Avenue, past the Justice Department, where Senator Kennedy once served as a very lowly legal official and later became Attorney General, the top man in the department. Then the procession goes on to the Lincoln Memorial. and it will half circle the memorial in a clockwise direction, which is contrary to the normal traffic flow. The reason for this particular change is to give the residents of Resurrection City a chance to pay their respects to the man they regard as one of their great political champions.
Get that feeling that you want to leave home, a restless kind of feeling that you want to roam. Get ready for adventure. Look for something new. It's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting there for you in America.
This summer, wherever you go, call ahead for reservations. The Bell System.
In one moment, I'll be talking with Gil Hodges about today's Mets-Giants postponement out of respect for Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The New York Mets of Senator Robert Kennedy's home state were scheduled to play the San Francisco Giants tonight. They refused and the game was postponed. Earlier today, I talked to Met manager Gil Hodges about it.
Gil, I would feel that the way the Mets have conducted themselves speaks for all of baseball. Tell us about that original call when you heard about Senator Kennedy's death and what happened in the Major League clubhouse.
Well, Joe, I think that our ball players certainly, I'm very proud of the way that they reacted to this terrible situation. Of course, Thursday morning when we were in Chicago and got the news that Senator Kennedy had died in Los Angeles, why, everyone, all the players were deeply concerned about it and deeply moved. And we went to the ballpark and naturally started the game against the Cubs. And in the second inning, I believe it was, Eddie Cranepool, our player representative, received a call from Mike McCormick, the player representative of the San Francisco Giants. And he wanted to know if our ball players would consent to playing a night game in San Francisco Saturday night. And after the game in Chicago, when the game was finished, Eddie called a meeting and explained what the phone call was about from San Francisco. And it didn't take, I would say, possibly 2 minutes for the Met ball players to come up with a vote unanimously, you said it, Joe.
Okay.
That they did not want to play out of the respect to Senator Kennedy and the tragedy that befell the Kennedy family. And under no circumstances were they going to play Saturday at all at any given time. And as I said, I am very proud the way that they voted and the way they reacted to this tragic situation.
There was some talk that you were getting all kinds of pressure to play.
Well, we did. I did have another call from the Giants, Joe, immediately after the game and after we had taken the first vote. And they had requested that we reconsider our position. And I told them that out of respect to the president of the San Francisco Ball Club, we would have another vote when we landed in San Francisco Thursday. this meeting, rather, took about 30 seconds because the players had certainly made up their mind, and without the problem of rescheduling or what effect it would have on them playing doubleheaders, etc., wasn't in their mind. They just didn't feel like that they wanted any part of baseball Saturday, the day that mourning, the state day of mourning of New York for Senator Kennedy.
Gil, I would have to say that Swoboda said it all when he said, let's vote out of respect and not convenience, and I'm sure baseball fans feel a little closer to the Mets. Thanks for taking time out, Gil.
Joe, my pleasure.
And now a word about American Red Ball.
It's the day of the big move. Make it an American Red Ball call, whatever size your move. Why? Because people have found that American Red Ball's exclusive red carpet service does wonders for their move. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the yellow pages. American Red Ball.
All the sports news, scores, results, and personalities all through the weekend on Monitor.
Now, get the year's lowest prices on Mustang Sprints, Fairlanes, and XL Fastbacks. The switch is on to Ford. And now, during Ford's big See the Light sale, prices have been reduced on the best new car buys of the year. Save on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtop. Save on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Save on specially equipped Ford XLs with V8 power, air conditioning for summertime comfort, tinted glass on all windows, and more, all at a special low package price. Check your Ford dealer's low prices on XLs, Fairlane hardtops, and exciting Mustang Sprints. This sale is on for a limited time only. See the light and save big on better ideas. The switch is on to Ford.
You've been listening to Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
A special occasion on WNBC. And this is Big Wilson inviting you to rise to that occasion with me. The WNBC news staff and I will keep you in touch with what happened in and around New York while you were asleep. You keep in touch with me on Plaza 78866. Be a big listener and a big caller. Mornings from 6 to 9 on WNBC.
Has this ever happened to you?
Now your wife has finally bought this sofa with that fancy material, and she's warned you about it, and you sit on it anyway, and you're reading your paper, and somehow the tip of your cigarette...
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes?
It's just a little hole.
Ask your American Cancer Society.
WNBC, New York.